This is Gary.
Hey Gary, this is Shaw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks for asking. Playing a little phone tag earlier, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you guys do my smoker before?
I believe you did do a loan previously. Let's see when this was. Looks like back in 2013. You worked with Nicole, it looks like.
And what was the total for that?
This one was, let's see.
Might have been my hot sea pressure washer or my big smoker.
Take a look. Give me a second. Since it's an older file, doesn't really give me too much details. I just see here that it was a 30-month term.
I wonder if that was my smoker. No, I mean, not my smoker. My so it didn't tell you the price?
Mm-mm. Since it's an older file, we did some updates to our system recently. Some of the old details, at least in our system that we look at, like files, some of the old details aren't there anymore.
All right.
It just says here that you worked with her in July. Let's see here. Let me just read her notes here. Maybe it'll tell me. Looks like you were looking for equipment slicer, delinker, vac tumbler, totaling about $25,000.
Well, I don't think I got that, though.
Okay.
Did you guys finance me?
Yeah, it says here that's funded, so it's been financed. Are you looking to purchase new equipment, or are you looking to pay this off, or that
no,
sort of thing?
No, I've paid out both my leases off so far.
Okay.
But there is one there's one item that it's worth about $30,000. It's a concession trailer. With a smoker and everything on it, but
okay.
I know the lady, and she is lowballing it and selling it for $15,500, which is amazing. But so that's basically what I would. Now, what's your standard for your credit rating and stuff?
We work with creditors. A to D, and it seems like, you know, since you already had a loan through us, we'll give you a better deal this time around, because you already have a history with us, and it looks like you paid on time, so, but what is your credit like?
Well, my credit, I was at 750, but what happened back in 2013, I was bringing in $50,000 to $60,000 a month, and for several years there, and I took 90% of my competitors. I'll just give you a quick summary.
Okay.
I took 90% of my competitors' business, and after 5 years of fighting and competing against me, he decided to pull a shenanigan because he couldn't compete. I finished my bachelor's, my MBA, and right now I'm my PhD. But I was applying everything I was learning to my business, and my business was just going through the roof. With my marketing strategies, my business plan, SWOT analysis, strategic planning, everything. So anyway, what he ended up doing, this competitor, is he sunk to a really low level and involved himself in a conspiracy with the bureau chief of the Department of Livestock to attempt to shut my business down.
That's crazy.
And this guy comes out, and there's proof that he was accepting bribes from my competitor. And
wow.
So anyway, what they're trying to do is shut my business down before the 4-H auction. So he got all the 4-H animals that were being bought, from businesses locally, and he would process them all. And so they illegally shut my business down temporarily to give this
That's
guy.
That's crazy.
Oh, it was nuts. And the month before that, I brought in like $62,000. And they shut me down. I had to get an attorney involved. 2.5 weeks later, they didn't give me a cease and desist. And they I had to get an attorney involved, and they backdated it, which is a felony. This is the state of Montana. Yeah. And so anyway, and so then I've been a software engineer for 27 years, and I worked for the state for 15 years. Mm-hmm. So I had my attorney request public records, electronic versions, because it would show that he backdated the letter. Mm-hmm. And
that's crazy. Oh, my gosh.
It even gets worse than this. So then he was so pissed on August 5th when he got slapped with a public records request.
Uh-huh.
The guy calls my attorney. This is the bureau chief.
Yeah.
At Department of Livestock, cussing my attorney out, telling me he has no effing blankety rights for his confidential information and yada, yada, yada. And so the next day he comes out to my ranch. This is after they shut me down. Behind a closed, no trespassing and closed sign on my gate, opened it up, came in without a search warrant, and caused a big scene. I had to call the police on them because they wouldn't leave. We're going to do our blankety blank inspections. And my attorney warned me that this guy was livid and angry. And so watch my back. So the next day, the guy comes out, and I called my attorney, and he about flipped, and he rushes out here. Well, I had to call the police on him. So my attorney calls his bureau chief and on his cell phone, convincing them to leave my property until he gets there. Well, they go up to the end of the county road, and my attorney gets here. Then the police get there, but they interview him and his two inspectors, and they lied. They threw all this. They concocted a false story, slanderous story, saying I assaulted two of them, and I'm like, I'm the one that called the police. So when the police came down to me and my attorney, they already had three written statements by these livestock officials, and they asked me if I was Gary Wheelock. I said, yeah, and well, you have the right to remain silent. Anything? I'm like, what?
Oh my God, they arrested you?
Oh yeah. I got arrested on false charges. Then, the next day, Livestock comes out with a press release changing their whole story. Instead of just a labeling mishap in my farmer's market truck, they claimed that I was unsanitary, I had maggots flying. I mean, this is all, they publicly humiliated me in the papers and everything. So my numbers went way down, my cash flow.
Right.
And the next year, though, they went back up. Nothing like it was before. And then last year, I did about $130,000. So I'm building it back up. But my lawsuit was filed on September 10th of this last September.
Oh.
The next Monday, they had a livestock board meeting, and the board of livestock asked for the CEO's resignation to send my lawsuit. And the other thing that they did is they barricaded my wife and kids and I in for 5 hours with guns without police.
Wait.
So that guy, he was a chief brand administrator. They asked for his resignation. So now they don't know what to do because my lawsuit is multi-millions of dollars.
That's crazy.
So anyway, but I'm not counting on, I mean, I'm going to get a settlement. My attorney says it's a shut and close case. But right now it's in pretrial and federal courts and everything. So can you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah.
Can you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go to my Facebook page on Montana City Meats, and there's a video clip in September that went viral from the news media in Montana, all the way across Montana. So, I mean, they tried to destroy state records and everything. We got proof of everything.
Damn. Okay, and so you guys have proof. That's good. That's good.
Oh, and we got proof that it was a conspiracy with my competitor. And one other thing is my meat inspector's boss, who her boss was this bureau chief, 2.5 months before they shut me down, she wrote a complaint to the Board of Livestock and gave it to the CEO, proving that her boss, the bureau chief, was taking bribes from this Tizer meat place to shut me down.
Oh, my God.
And guess what? He's friends with the bureau chief and never gave it to the board. So that's why the board terminated him back in September. And then, so anyways, oh yeah,
wow.
So anyway, he got physical with her and threatened her. Well, she took all the public records and emails and printed them off, and 3.5 weeks later, she quit. And then she gave all those records to me.
Oh, that's good.
So we requested public records twice. They denied giving it to us, which is illegal. And on top of that, I got the public records and mm-hmm. we went through a request legally on how to get them, but they refused mm-hmm. to give them to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have proof, and she's willing to testify on top of that. So it's we have all that. Yeah, that's my story. But in the meantime, I mean, I'm not doing $50,000 to $60,000 a month, but mm-hmm. last year in the summer, when the farmer's market starts, mm-hmm. in the last week of April through December,
mm-hmm.
I did about $130,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was averaging $3,200 gross on a Saturday, and then we have the Live at 5 event on Wednesday nights mm-hmm. from June 1st through August 30th,
mm-hmm.
1st, and I was averaging $3,000 there. So I was averaging about $5,200 a week last summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I would like to do, I have a barbecue that I had licensed that I bought free mm-hmm. and clear with a pig rotisserie on it. We basically cook at our farmers markets now and we're doing catered weddings for pig roast.
Okay.
And that's on top of the rest of my business that I'm doing with wild game processing. And so anyway, but my credit went down, but then I got it back up to just right over 600.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. So, but I mean, it shows that I'm current on my mortgage and everything. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You went through a lot in a year.
Well, my wife had a nervous breakdown and she left. We went through a divorce because she couldn't handle it. And so it affected our family too, but she didn't want the ranch or the business or anything. So mm-hmm. I got everything there, but,
mm-hmm.
but I also inherited the debt. So I paid off mostly all the debt in the business. So I'm almost mm-hmm. debt free.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. And after this year I will be. So that's okay. kind of where I'm at. So
okay.
My only thing is I'm trying to build my credit file up.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to, my thing is if I know that there's financing available for this,
mm-hmm.
Additional catering outfit that I would like to get. It's
sure.
It's worth about $30,000, but she's willing to sell it to me for $15,500.
Mm-hmm.
My current barbecue is $18,000.
Okay.
And what I was gonna do is put it up on Craigslist and sell it for $12,000 to $15,000,
mm-hmm.
and I'll sell it within a few months, if not less. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I was thinking about doing,
mm-hmm.
and then I would just take this and pay this other one off, since it's,
okay.
you know, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Okay.
So,
I
but if I know that the odds of getting financed are good, then mm-hmm. I don't mind having you guys pull my credit file, but if not, then mm-hmm. I don't want to knock on my credit file.
Right, exactly.
Doing query or whatever.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So the concession trailer, it's a private party, sounds like?
Yep.
Okay. And it's about $15,500. And are there any other taxes or anything else
nope.
on top of that?
Nope.
Okay. So what I can do is, because we have both equipment financing and working capital. So with those two programs, equipment financing it's a little bit cheaper in the long run because it's like a traditional loan, 2 to 5 year monthly payments. Then we also have the working capital, which is the terms are from 3 months to 3 years. So and then anything in between that, it's a little bit more expensive by nature because it's unsecured, but it'll be easier to get the money. It's faster. And you said earlier that it might not be available after a couple more days, right? If you don't get the finance.
She's got this price so low. She put it on Craigslist. She's going to sell.
Okay. So good thing is we can work really fast.
My only thing mm-hmm. is I don't
Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
I don't have a problem. What?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Yep.
Okay. My phone just cut out for a second there.
But I don't have a problem with you guys being on the title of this concession trailer either.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through, I was going to buy it from her 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and she wanted $24,500 for it. And
mm-hmm.
she told me she'd take $21,000, but that was before she was going to remodel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't buy it, so she went ahead and remodeled it, put over mm-hmm. $9,000 into it. So
mm-hmm.
all the cabinets and refrigeration, everything is brand new in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's selling for $15,500 because she needs
yeah.
the money. So,
yeah.
And it's like,
it
oh,
fast.
God.
Yeah.
So my thing is I wouldn't mind it over a 3 to 5 year period to go ahead and do my payments as low as possible, but
mm-hmm.
to keep my debt ratio down. But I will have it paid off this year, period.
Okay.
I don't want to hold any debt. So.
Yeah, and then you said you might be selling your other one off, and then
yep.
you're going to get $8,000 back on it?
No, I'll get at least 12, 13.
12, 13. So it's basically going to... So it's just
yeah,
like the bridge between the two
a,
right now.
What's that?
So right now, basically, this is the bridge between you getting this concession for $15,500, and then you're gonna get the $12,000 from the original barbecuer that you have right now. So it's
completely yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Sounds
and
good.
And we just started our farmer's market this month, mm-hmm. and the first couple, you know, it tended to be a little slow, but
mm-hmm.
I did $1,500 last Saturday, so mm-hmm. I should start hitting $2,000 to $3,000 a Saturday. Starting
mm-hmm.
this next Saturday and beyond, so
okay.
I'll be able
so,
to, yeah.
So is this new concession trailer cook the meat faster, better? Is it going to be able to open you up to new markets?
My current barbecue, if you go to my website, you'll see a picture of it.
Yeah, I see it here.
Okay, it's not enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
So in Montana, they're not requiring an enclosed barbecuing grill. I do put a tent over the top of it,
mm-hmm.
And so we're cooking in a tent. But in 2 to 3 years, they might go ahead and I'm hearing that the county might end up. Some states require fully enclosed, so
mm-hmm.
just you know, like if birds are flying by or whatever.
Right.
So the whole thing is Montana might get there in the next 2 to 5 years. So if that
mm-hmm.
happens. That's why I'm kind of being proactive about this. And,
mm-hmm.
and
that's smart.
Yeah, and this one, I can show you pictures of inside out and everything, but it's fully enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a deck on the back of it with a meat smoker on the back, but it's also got a roof on it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole deck has a whole roof on it and everything. So, and it's all
mm-hmm.
county approved and everything. She
okay.
does fairs, and she does fairs all across the state and everything.
That's
so
good.
So that's kind of what... she has. So basically, it is an improvement. The only thing that one doesn't have that mine, that I would want to get on that one that she has on the
mm-hmm.
back is a pig rotisserie. She's got
mm-hmm.
a meat smoker, but my barbecue has a pig rotisserie so I can do weddings. I have 3 weddings
mm-hmm.
that are all scheduled for June and July,
mm-hmm.
and I charge $1,500 per wedding. And one of them is a business where they're doing more than just a pig roast. They're doing other meats out of my truck. That's $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
okay.
on Wednesday, July 12th, I think it is.
Okay.
Out of Bozeman, Montana. So that's all pre-booked and everything. And
nice. That's good.
On my calendar. So
So what are you going to do, going into the 3 weddings that you have that you don't have the pig rotisserie?
Well, what I would do, I got on eBay. And they got brand new pig rotisseries for $6.99.
Oh, that's
and
not
so,
bad.
I mean, and what I would do then if at this, I'm not asking that to be put in there,
mm-hmm.
but what I would do is I just go on eBay by the end of May and just buy a rotisserie and have it drop shipped to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $6.99 with shipping included and everything. And
mm-hmm.
then I could just install that on the back of the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Can you accept text messages on this phone?
No, I can't, but I can text you. I have iMessage on my computer. I can text you, and then you can just respond to that if you want.
Okay, how about this? Does your company allow you to go to Craigslist?
Yeah, I can go to Craigslist
and
look at stuff.
Okay, go to Craigslist and go to Helena. I'll show you what barbecue I'm looking at.
Okay.
It's on Craigslist.
Okay, and then...
Go to Helena. And it's under a ranch and farm, I think. They call it. Go to Helena, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And... Farm and Garden.
Okay, let's see. I haven't used this for a long time. Let's see. Montana.
But that would give you all the pictures. And... Obviously, I mean, by doing this, you guys would be on the title of this. And I don't have a problem, preferably not, but I mean, I don't have a problem if need be.
Mm-hmm.
My other barbecue is free and clear and valued at
mm-hmm.
$18,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem with you if you wanted to even here I'm offering.
Yeah, I know.
More
I see what you're saying.
in Europe, so.
Yeah.
But it's additional security for you guys if,
okay.
if you are interested in Lucy here.
Sure.
I'm trying to drop down and see where it's at. Do a search on, let me see, do a search on, nope.
Let's see here. What's the, what would the search name be, or the keyword?
Oh, let me,
smoker?
I was going to say barbecue, but I'm just coming up with barbecue pigs. Hold on.
Concession trailers, maybe?
Try for, yeah.
Oh, I think I see it. 15.5, yeah.
15.5, that's it.
So it's like Big Daddy's.
Yep, Big Daddy, yep, that's it.
Yeah, BBQ.
And then she remodeled the whole, all the refrigeration and all the cabinets are brand spanking new. 2 years
nice.
Ago she put in. That's all new, every, all refrigeration is brand new.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says originally 24.5, now 15.5. Large new refrigeration.
I was going to buy it 2 years ago for 24.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was before she remodeled it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she offered it to me for 21 or 22
mm-hmm.
before she remodeled it. And then I just didn't do it. And so then
mm-hmm.
she put $9,000 into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just kind of, now that I got all the information and your plans on what you want to do, let me just explain to you the two avenues or two things that I want to see which one's going to be a better deal for you. The first one would be the equipment financing. It's just the only thing is they're a little bit more picky on the credit side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll still look and see if I can get you approved for this and then and see which one. Basically, I'll see if I can get you approved for equipment financing. If I can't get you equipment financing, we also have the working capital, which is cash, and you can use this and you can just give it to her $15,500 and you can get the trailer. And those loans, since you said that you might be able to pay it off in a year or even sooner than that, whenever it is that you're able to sell your original
mm-hmm.
smoker right now for $12,000, whatever it is, you can pay ahead. It's you can do prepayment, and we don't have prepayment penalties. We actually give you a discount on it. So let's just say, for example, you get the capital loan from us for $15,500. In 2 months, you're able to pay back $12,000 of it. You can just write us a check, and we'll take off $12,000 off of your balance.
Okay, but what would the total, I mean, if I finance $15,500 for you guys, what
mm-hmm.
would be the total payback amount to you guys?
I would need additional documents in order to get you the specific terms that you would be qualified for. So the next step in this is I'll send over the application for both the equipment finance and working capital. And I just need 6 months of bank statements from you and 4 months of, do you take credit cards when you, for your customers when they buy the food from you?
Okay, now January through April, I do, mm-hmm. I'm a seasonal business for my merchant. Yeah, so January through April, I don't start my seasonal stuff until the last week of April. So that,
okay.
I just started. So I can go back and give you the, all the, my merchant credit card stuff from last
okay.
year, plus all my bank deposits for
okay.
the savings from last year.
Okay, since you're seasonal, we'll just take a look at 12 months then, so then that way we can get a bigger picture of your business.
Okay, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
it. And then the other thing is last year, now I was doing $180,000, $190,000 in wild game season in the fall for two
okay.
months. This last year, I just, now, but after they publicly humiliated me, I went down to like $12,500 in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
In the game season, and
mm-hmm.
then in 2014, I went up to 26,000 and some. Last
okay.
year, I did a little over 41,000.
Okay.
And that's in 68 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's
in
pretty
November,
good.
In December, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So yeah, just give me 12 months of your banks and your merchants so I can see a bigger picture and the underwriters can see a bigger picture of your business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then just need the most recent tax return. If you don't have 2015s yet, I'll just take 2014s.
Yeah. Okay. 14s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I did an extension for 2015, but I have 14.
Okay. Okay. Cool. And then do you have the paperwork that you requested for extension?
My accountant does.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay then. I don't. If your accountant has it, and it might take a long time to get it,
but
that's
you'll see
fine.
On my bank statements all last year, you'll see how much I was depositing every month.
Right. Exactly. I just have to add it. That will be good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
so I'll go ahead.
All my deposits for gross sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's not net. That's gross. But
Yeah, we do gross. We don't do net.
Because what I did last year is I did 120 to 130. I have to calculate it up, but anyway, but I did a lot, and all that went to just paying all my bills off, and then I still have some left this year, not a lot, but I don't know, maybe 12,000-13,000. So anyway, I'm going to have all that paid off by the end of this year as well.
Okay.
So basically, and then what I was going to do, because I have over $100,000 in student loans, so what I'm going to do starting in this fall and then all next year is I'm going to have my corporation pay my student loans off.
Okay.
So, but that's kind of my game plan. So then I won't even have any personal debt after 2017.
That's good. Sounds like your credit's going to jump a lot in the next couple of months.
Well, but especially by next June or July, if I whack those student loans out with my corporation, then it's going to show all those accounts closed because I have all my, and there's like, I don't know, 50 student loans accounts on my credit. They're all deferred.
But it's
positive because it's showing not late because it's all deferred. But if I'm in my PhD for another 2.5 years, so it's going to be deferred for another 2.5 years. But if it's showing that next year, if I end up paying the $150,000 off, then it's going to show all those accounts closed in good standing. So then they would just go to the roof then.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like if you have a credit card debt and you just pay it all off at one time, your credit jumps up really high.
Yeah, and I have a couple credit cards that are, I think, total around $1,700 and stuff. And I've used them last month, but I'm paying those off in the next week or week and a half. So
okay, that's good.
Anyway, but...
Okay.
So now what do I need to do... What do I need to get to you, and you're going to email me an app?
Yes, so I'll send it right now. What's the best email for you?
My drwheelock@me.com.
Okay, is it
the,
let me
email?
See. I think I already have it on file. Let me take a look real quick. Drwheelock? Wheelock?
Yeah.
Okay. @me.com. Okay. Actually, emailed you a few days ago, or was it yesterday, I think, because we were playing phone tag, so I just emailed you saying that, you know, just give me a call whenever you have the chance. I don't know if you got it.
And it's under what?
It might have just been, like, Touching Base, Bank of Cardiff, or something like that.
How do you spell your name?
J-I-A.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
There it is. Okay, I'm going to send it right now. There's the list of items that I need. Months of bank statement. 12 months of merchant. Tax return. And application. Alrighty. Okay, so I'll send it over to you right now. When do you think you can get it back to me?
Well, I'll do it right now.
Okay, perfect. Because once you get everything back to me, I can actually get you an answer in about 24 hours, and I'll actually put a rush on it just because it sounds like just in case, you know, the vendor, the person on Craigslist, hopefully they don't sell it before then. So,
okay.
I'll put a rush on it so that way we can get your approval.
And I have
ASAP.
Electronic copies of my statement, so I can go back and see if I can get those and forward them to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the easiest way is just to PDF download from online banking.
Okay.
Cool. So, I'll send it right now. I should be getting it within the next minute or so. Alrighty. Do you see it?
Yep, got it.
Cool. So I'll look out for that, and then I guess just give me a call once you send it. If you're emailing it all at one time, I'll call you when I receive everything. If I'm missing anything, I'll let you know right away. And if you're faxing it, just let me know that you're faxing it. I'll look out for it.
Okay.
Cool.
All
All
righty, I'll
right.
get that over to you really soon, and then call me when you get it. So,
Okay, sounds good.
all right, thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.